Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am eager to be here with you today. Today is September 4th, 2007, and I welcome you. I welcome you to Power to Be You. Power to Be You is about accountability, it is about responsibility, and it's about empowerment through education. It is empowerment for you because it all begins with you, and it's empowerment for our children. It's empowerment for the leaders of tomorrow whom we hold in our hands today. Power to Be You is about taking yourself to a different limit. It's about taking yourself to a place that you may not have yet been, to a place where you may not even realize it exists within you. Today's show is about empowerment. It's about making a distinction and making a difference in your life today by offering you information that will impel you, that will push you and drive you to making a difference for yourself, making a difference for where you are, and making a difference for where you want to be. I do welcome my audience. I thank you for coming on board on this journey, as this journey of Power to Be You is intended to be a movement to realize that we hold the power within ourselves to make a difference for ourselves, for our conditioning, for our condition, for where and how we are, for where we are standing in the sense of where we're standing in our surroundings, in our conditions, but also where we are standing spiritually. Today we are programmed, in today's society, we are programmed by so many different things that come at us at all times from all different areas and that prod us and that push us to a place where we might not even be comfortable with. And without knowing who we are at the core and without knowing where we stand, we are thrown in all different directions. And once we land, oftentimes we land in a place that we are uncomfortable being. We are not equipped to deal with a lot of the circumstances or a lot of the situations that arise out of all of these different programmings and different things that come our way. So we must therefore equip ourselves with a different program so that we can go forward. And this is what Power to Be You is about, harnessing that power within you, harnessing it through questions, through thoughts, through testimonies, stories, through coaches, through people who have made a profession of self-development to define who and what they are about. People who have invested time, energy, their purpose and their mission in life to figure out who they are so that in turn they can turn around and help other people. And that is my purpose here. My purpose is to be able to come here on board and deliver something that may be of use to you so that you may in turn make a difference for yourself, for those you love, and hopefully for the community in which you live. To give you a little bit of background, Power to Be You is a development that I have had, my own creation, through my company. My company is Live and Learn Enterprises. I am the founder and the creator of this coaching company. Through this development, within my heart arose this need, the need to empower other people, specifically those who are in touch with children, whether you are a parent or whether you are a teacher or you are involved in dealing with other people. This information will make a difference in your life simply because as human beings, we are dependent upon one another. Whether you are offering a service or you are selling an object, you are selling it to another human being. you are presenting it to another human being. What you present is accepted or is not welcomed based on the presenter, who you are, who you show yourself as being, what you bring about, what you say, and what you do. All of these things make up who you are, your identity, who you project. And what I want to bring across is to make you aware that who you are projecting might not necessarily be that same person in the core, what your inner makeup is, what defines who you are, what defines what you are. So before I get into this, today's show is a half an hour long. Tuesday's show is about empowerment, coaching and empowerment, helping you to make distinctions so that you may go forward. Thursday's show of Power to Be You is where I bring on board a coach or a person who has information that will empower you one way or the other, whether it's the point of educating you so that you become familiar with information that's available, with something, the variables of something that you may be using today that you are unaware that there is more of the same out there. In any which way, those people who will be coming on board on Thursday will be able to deliver and give you practical information as well as empowerment information or empowering information in areas such as spirituality, health, wealth, finances, parenting, relationships. Pretty much when you look at your life, you're able to see that we all tend to value the same things more or less. We deal with these elements every single day. We deal with our careers. We deal with our spirituality. We deal with our physical self. We deal with our families. We deal with our personal relationships. We deal with our social relationships. These are a few of the distinctions that pretty much affect all of us. And depending on where you stand, certain areas might be lacking. Whereas in certain areas you might be excelling, other areas you might be having difficulty in. So when you listen to Thursday's show, you are going to be able to gain insight and gain information that can make a difference to you if you are flexible and if you are open to hearing something different than things that you might have not been willing to listen to before. Because in order for you to move forward, you must be willing to take action. You must be willing to move forward. Moving forward means just that, taking action, not standing where you are, not standing static, afraid, or limiting yourself by limiting views and limiting beliefs. Empowerment comes from you being able to be willing to embrace something new. Even if you're afraid, even if you are fearful of learning something different or of allowing your mind to go somewhere where you might not have been before, this is the door to breakthrough. The door to breakthrough comes via education and information. But what you must keep in mind is that you choose that. You choose the information that's coming at you. You choose the programming that you're putting before your eyes and that you're putting before your families. Most important, what you're putting before your kids. Every time that TV is turned on, you're welcoming that sort of information into your families, into your household, into your state of being, into your life. Therefore, you must become aware of the information that you pay attention to. Now, all of this said, there's a lot more that needs to be established, because in order for you to move forward, you also have to know where you are standing today. You must be willing to make an assessment or grade yourself as to where you are. So as a take-home exam, just consider that point in your life right now. Ask yourself, where am I in the relationship that I have with myself? Do you look at yourself in the mirror and know who you're looking at? Are you able to embrace that image that is before you? Do you know all its quirks? Do you know what makes that person happy? Do you know who that person is supposed to be in your vision, in your mind? Or do you look at that person and you say, oh, you know, you could have been, or only if? The if questions. If I had enough, if I had money, if I had been given a chance, if I had talent, if I were skinnier, if I were more beautiful, if I were tougher, if I were wiser, if I had a better job, if I didn't have my kids maybe, or if I weren't married, or if I had gotten married, if I could be recognized, if all of these things were to happen, who would I be? And these are just questions that we ask ourselves. These are questions that if we find answers to, we'll be able to make different choices. And these are stories that we tell ourselves. So again, in order for us to move forward, we have to value those questions because they hold the truth. And the truth you will only arrive at by your willingness to enter that space that may be uncomfortable, but it's not a dead end. There's light at the end of that tunnel. All you need to simply do is be able to allow these questions to come at you and then be willing to find out the answer. Because we are powerful. We have that ability within ourselves to make a difference for ourselves. Before we can make a difference for another, we must be willing to make a difference for ourselves. So again, Thursday's show, it's about bringing in professionals who are skilled at being able to deliver and help you in one way or the other uncover your choices. It is about what we choose to listen to. It's about who we choose to listen to and how we choose to listen. If you begin with doubt in your mind, you will end with doubt. If you believe or you start with empowerment and you start with excitement and with encouragement, you will be encouraged. You will be empowered. Simply, what you give is what you get. How you go into it is how you're going to come out. I'm going to give you all listeners a number that will be able to help you as well. This is a resource that I'd like to share with you, as this resource has been of tremendous help to me on a Monday through Friday schedule. The resource comes from a coach. His name is Mike Littman. You can look it up online. But the resource is a phone number with a passcode. This phone number, allows you to go into his program. It is a free call or a free program. It's called Greatness Nation. And this number allows you to go from Monday to Friday, both at 7 a.m. and at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and convene with like-minded individuals, people who, if they don't yet know where they're going, will make a lot of distinctions in their life to figure out where they're going. And you have like-minded individuals who are all pushing forward to create and to contribute, whether it's at a personal level, at a public level. It comes down to empowerment. Go on the call tomorrow. Start. One of the greatest gifts that they offer us is the power of accountability, where you can state what you are going to do to push your life forward. The call is seasoned with entrepreneurship in mind. We are all entrepreneurs. We all want to do something. We all want to mean something. We all want to create something. At our core, that is who we are. We are created for goodness. We are created for contribution. Whether your contribution is to create a home of harmony and balance, of love and care for your family members or for your pets, or if it's to create beautiful vases or to create interesting miniature ships, whatever that call may be, it's a call that you hold deep in your soul and deep in your makeup. If you take an apple and you go down to the core, and right in the center you look inside, there are seeds. Those seeds are the beginning of that tree. That tree, if planted, that seed, if planted, will become a tree. And where that tree lies, or what that tree will be used for, or however many people will be able to sit, protected by the shadow of the tree, by the leaves of that tree, one doesn't know. But rest assured that that tree began with that seed, and that seed was at the core. It was the beginning of something greater. And you, my audience, you're all empowered to be something great. And that something great is not determined by me or not determined by anyone else, but simply by yourself, by that person that looks into the mirror and is able to recognize that. There are two visions there. There's the vision that you see and the vision that you feel. One sees with your eyes, the other one sees with your heart. And that heart is your core. That is the root. And this is what you must allow to have a voice. This is what you must allow to speak. Once you allow it to speak, you're going to start hearing it get louder and louder. You can start hearing that it starts to scream and it starts to yell because it wants out. It wants to open up the source that you have within you. And that leads me to a question that I have for you. And this question came to me on my way to the show because I saw a truck and it had the word water written across it. Obviously, it was a water truck. But this truck basically gave me the idea of asking, what is your source? You know, what is that which flows within you or rides within you that's pushing you forth? What brings things out of you? What inspires you? What is something that just makes you get so excited that you're willing to do something or go somewhere or have something? What is that source that feeds you, that feeds your heart, that feeds your mind, that feeds your body, outside of food, of course? What is it? There's something bigger. There's something that's going to make you get up from that seat. Listen to that voice. It holds your truth. Don't discount that voice. That voice is your inner voice. That voice comes before anything else. Before your physical body was created, that force was there. It's that energy force that pushes you and propels you. And that voice is the one that's going to be able to allow you to see yourself in that mirror and say, this is who you are. Claim yourself. It's not up to anyone else but you. You have that power. Again, it's that power to be you, the power to be your true self. It begins with accountability, knowing where you stand. Then responsibility for accepting that where you stand is things you've chosen. You've made choices. The choices and the responsibility is not for you to beat yourself over the back. It's simply for you to be accountable and say, yes, it is. Okay, you know, I learned my lesson. Now I'm going to use that lesson to move forward. If you've never been there, then how are you able to go forward? Now you're equipped with more information and better empowerment to deal with what lies forward and what lies ahead. Now you are able to move forward and keep an eye out so that you won't fall back into that same pattern or that same trap or that same story. You know, never discount what you've done because you've paid a price for that information. And there's nothing like having your own testimony so that you can claim that. You can claim that position of knowing, of having expert knowledge in whatever it was that you were involved with in the past. And the past does not equal the future. The past does not equal the future if you don't live in the past. Most people spend their times in the past, living in the past, rehashing the past, bringing back the past. And they prevent themselves from living out the present. And because of that, their future is marked as if it had already happened. So be aware of that. I know there's a lot on this call because there's a lot of information that has gotten me here. There's a lot of a life story that brought me here to feel that I have the power to make a difference. I feel and I know that I do and that I can and that I will. Because when you are aligned with your purpose and when you are aligned with a mission for good, for helping, when you come from your core and you come from your heart, nothing can stop you. We were brought here to help one another. We were put here to make a difference for each other. And we were put here to not accept conditions that do not empower the human being. We're put here to make a difference. We're put here to help each other move forward, to educate one another, to tell each other, hey, don't go down that road because there's a big hole in the middle. Don't fall in there like I almost did. Or don't fall in there because it took me a long time to get out of it. That's where doing good for another is. And we're definitely, we're not put here to accept injustice and to accept the pain that's upon us now. So we must come together and start making different choices in our life. Because we can. We don't need to stand and wait until somebody somewhere is dictating to us what we should do. You know, just think about when you are at your worst. Does anyone else come give you a helping hand? Is anyone there to help you? Is anyone there to raise you to a different level? So think about that when you're in that mess. Think about it. It's up to you, right? So it's up to you to get empowered. It's up to you to look for more information. It's up to you to make a difference for your own life. So you're going to have to choose. You're going to choose. Either you're part of the problem or you're part of the solution. Which is it going to be? If you're part of the problem, all you're going to have is more and more problems. All you're going to keep on seeing is more of the same old, same old, same old. And what is that going to do to you? What does that do to your identity? What does that do to your pride? What does that do to how you feel? When you're sitting on that corner, when you're sitting on that chair defeated, when you have nowhere to turn, when you don't know where to go, you know, that's you keeping yourself in that position. And don't blame society. Don't blame the people around you. Don't blame your parents. Don't blame your job. Don't blame anything else. Because it all comes down to the choices you're making. Again, we are in this country where there are opportunities. Whether you want to say it or not, just look behind. Look behind you at everyone who has made anything of themselves. Even in the worst of conditions, they've been empowered. They've been able to make a choice. Someone has given them a lending hand. There's always someone there that's willing to help you. So there are infinite possibilities. But it all begins with you. You must believe within yourself that you have the power to make a difference for yourself. So what I want to say is we have about 3 more minutes. Actually, 2 minutes and 15 seconds to close. It's kind of hard to close just because I want to tell you so much. But tune in to Thursday's show. Thursday's show is where we're going to have a lot more people coming in and being able to talk to you about where they've been, what they've done, and what they're doing to make a difference. It's about us helping each other, brothers to brothers, sisters to sisters, parents to children. It's about us being educated, being aware that what's out there might not necessarily be what's good for us. You know, be smart. You don't need, again, to have a PhD. You don't need to go through lengthy studies. Today, with the power of the internet, there is so much information out there that you basically can sit in front of your computer every day. And you don't even need to own a computer. You can go to the library. But like I said, there's information, and you got to choose where you want to be and what you want to do. So in closing, on Thursday's call, we will have questions. We'll reserve the last 10 minutes for questions. The phone number, again, to call would be 646-716-8620. Last 10 minutes of the call. Thursday's call is an hour long. Our guest will be from the Positive Vibration Hour. Her name is Corvette. The number again is 646-716-8620. For my site is powertobeyou.com. The word power, the number 2. BEU.com. I am constantly updating it, making distinctions. Write to me. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you feel. And this is about creating a movement. It's about moving forward. You let me know. You tell me where you are. And you tell me what it is that you need, and I will help you make a distinction. Because it's not about getting a handout, but it's about being able to embrace what's out there and you grabbing it, because it's out there. But it starts with the mindset of beliefs. This is Sandra, Power to Be You, and Live and Learn Enterprises. I thank you for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you again Thursday. Until then, I'm going to say what my mentor always says, live with passion. Discover that passion within you. Discover what makes you tick. Discover what you're willing to live and die for. Because you have it within you to know what that is. I can only help you unlock that. I can only help you figure that out. But you have to claim it for yourself. Until Thursday, I'm signing off.